Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can always stream us live. You can go to www.guardiantalkradio.com and there's a little button there that says live streaming, and you click on that and you can listen to the show live while it's on the air. And if you miss the show or you're on your way somewhere in your car and you're only going to be able to listen to the first 10 minutes, then when you get to wherever you're going, you can be safe knowing that you can go back to our website, www.nagb.org.bs, and you can find all of the past Blank Canvas shows there. So if you miss part of it, it is there in perpetuity for you to go listen to. So this evening, we are veering away from visual culture and we are embracing creative community, the creative community of other creatives, doing all kinds of other stuff outside of picture making. We've had chefs on the show, we've had all kinds of different people, and tonight we are looking at music. And I have two guests to speak mostly about the All That Jazz, the Eleuther All That Jazz Festival, which happens every year. And I have one of the organizers, well, the founder and organizer, and one of the musicians who's been helping all these years. So welcome to the studio, Patricia Lee Wood. Good evening.
Good evening, Amanda. Great to be here.
Oh, it's so good to have you here. And Adrian D'Aguilar.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. So Pat, you are the founder.
I am the founder and the chairman of Eleuther All That Jazz. And we're going into our fifth concert year. We were founded 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And our concerts this year are in the Governor's Harbor area and in James Cistern, and that will be March the 29th to April the 2nd.
Mm-hmm. So what was the idea behind? So just for some of the audience who don't know Pat, and as I often come up against, people assume I'm not really from the country because of the way I sound, but Pat, you are, well, your grandfather was someone many people would know.
Yeah, I'm a
from
Bahamian.
Being one of the greatest unsolved murder mysteries of our time, Sir Harry Oakes, and your mom, Nancy, actually owned the National Art Gallery building that we are in now, right?
So yes, she did.
So she did, and we shan't talk about what happened to it. But anyhow, but you very close to Eleuther since you've had a place
well,
out there.
We've
for
had
a long
house
time.
On Eleuther now for 20 years in December, and I've watched the island struggle, being hit by storms. Hurricane Floyd in 1999 really battered it. Club Med closed down. The island went into a deep economic depression. It's slowly digging its way out. There's some really new innovative places, great places to stay, which didn't used to exist. But about 6 years ago, I'm on the board of the Haynes Library in Governor's Harbor, and I was in charge of fundraising. I don't bake good cakes, and I'm really terrible at jam. So I had to come up with a better way of making money. And I thought, right, let's have a jazz festival. I love jazz. I love music. I love production. And I thought, let's go for it. So they kind of looked at me and they said, okay. And then they looked at me as the year went on and they thought, what is she doing?
That crazy lady.
And what I was doing is basically starting the first international jazz festival, which has many components, because not only does it raise money for the Haynes Library, which needs it, because that's the money that is used for all the extra programs, literacy programs, summer programs for the kids, everything from photography, and they've had exhibitions at the National Gallery photographs that were taken, all kinds of things that the kids need on an island like Eleuther.
Well, and just
which
to maintain the building, which is a beautiful historic structure.
Well,
our
funds don't go so much to maintain the building. Mm-hmm. Our funds that we raise actually go directly
to
for the,
kids. The
programs.
Yeah, that's great.
They might also be, last year they were computer programs. They bought lots and lots of laptop computers that kids could use.
Yeah, yeah.
And even I think they bought some that were able to take home and use at home or whatever. So that's our main focus and that's the main reason for it. But it also has the other reason, that it raises awareness of Eleuther as an island, as a destination. Everyone can come. They can hang out on the beach all day. They
and
can
the place
enjoy
is packed,
everything.
Right? I mean, whenever I've been, I've been the last 3 years in a row, and it's very hard finding somewhere to stay. So it must be very good for
and
the local economy.
And then in the evening, everyone comes and enjoys jazz in the different locations. And we have 5 different concerts. And on the Thursday, we do a fabulous Vespers jazz vespers at St. Patrick's Church right in Governor's Harbour.
Yeah, that's beautiful, I have to say. That's like the night before the, sort of everything really kicks off. And yeah, you have that beautiful, everyone meets in the little church there. And I mean, that's a really fantastic. And actually, a lot of people from the local community come as well. And then, of course, there's the fish fry night too, which is awesome.
Well, the vespers, we also use local gospel singers who won't necessarily be part of our jazz lineup. Yeah, and Friday night, that's our street party. And that's the free party for the community. Our musicians love it. We set up right in the street there, right outside the Haynes Library. Everybody gets their food from Fish Fry. And it is. That's all I can say. It's a street party, and it's great fun.
And how's it? Has it built up over the years? I mean, how has that been for you? The first year must have been quite hard, but I mean, it seems to really be on a kind of roll now.
I think we're getting there. Every year, I'm super critical about what happens, and we try to tweak it to get it right for the next year. But I think the main thing that's exciting is how many musicians we've been able to bring down from all over the world. Mm-hmm. This year, thanks very much to our sponsors, the Levy Preserve allows us to build a stage in their pavilion every year for our main concert. And we're going to have our headliner back, Myra Maud. She was with us 2 years ago. We've got Tommaso Staracci and Massimiliano Colombo coming from Italy. We've got some Steve Coven and his trio from Toronto. And then we've got the Bahamians led by Adrian D'Aguilar, but you'll hear more from Adrian in a minute. So it's a real mix, and everybody gets to work with everybody. But I'll let Adrian talk more about that. My main thing is, you know, I've got to thank, obviously, our sponsors like Alive, who are very, very busy this year, but they're one of our main sponsors.
Oh, good for them. I've got a phone. I've got an Alive phone. Free plug.
I've got three Alive phones now. And then Damianos have been with us right from the beginning. And so has Holowesko, Pyfrom and Fletcher, the law firm. They've sponsored us from literally year one. And we've added this year, we've added BDO. They've come in as sponsors, and HG Christie are sponsors. And there are a number of private sponsors as well. But without them, we can't do it. And so I want to thank them all very, very much.
And I think what's also been really nice about how it's grown is that it did sort of start mostly in Governor's Harbour, and that was sort of the ramp. But you've really, in the last couple of years, really spread out so that there's events. I remember last year there was something in Rock Sound. You said this year there'd be something in James Sister. And so you try to kind of hit every year. There's maybe a different place that you try to get audiences to. Is that something you've done kind of intentionally to make people discover Eleuthera more?
Yes, and also to bring, I mean, Eleuthera is a very long island. It's 105 miles long, and that means that it's 60 miles north from Governor's Harbour and 60 miles south from Governor's Harbour. So we try to take it to different areas. But we also, on the Saturday morning, importantly, we have an educational component. And our musicians volunteer their time. They go to the Haynes Library, and we have, it's kind of like speed dating for instruments. Adrian will be there with his bass. Somebody else will be there with their keyboard. There'll be Kevin Dean with his drums. There'll be some of our singers, somebody with a sax. And they will introduce kids who have no idea what some of these instruments are. They will introduce them to them. They'll allow them to, well, maybe not so much with the saxes and things like that, but certainly the keyboards and the drums. They get to play around with them and maybe learn a couple of chords or something. Some of the kids that have come from as far south as Whimsy's Bight and areas like that and had never left their settlements before. And that's become a really, really huge part. We also include the local kids that are doing Junkanoo. And we have Junkanoo meets jazz.
Right. I remember that last year. That was great, actually. Yeah. And how did that get started? Because that's a nice way to bring the different music communities together.
That was new last year. It was trying to find ways of bringing the community in. So we have a lot of the local choirs. We use those at Vespers. But the Junkanoo meets jazz was great. They really put on a performance. And this year, we're going to bring them in at the beginning of Fish Fry. So they will open Fish Fry for us. And we'll also have them at On the Rocks on the Sunday.
Fantastic.
And they did banners for us. They did their own costumes. They tweaked the music so that it was very Junkanoo, but jazz. They did a great job, and that was fun.
Well, a lot of those Junkanoo groups have amazing musicians. I mean, they've got like trumpet players and tuba players and everything. So so it's basically four days. I mean, it starts
off 5 days, actually.
5 days.
It starts on Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday. Well, so what happens on the Wednesday? So the Wednesday, this would be the 29th of March.
Yeah, we're going to be going to James Cistern
okay.
to somewhere called Leo Rose, right on the beach.
Okay.
It has a lot of music happening there. They're very enthusiastic, and that's why we've decided to go there.
Great. And then Thursday, you've got the Vespers at the church.
Thursday, we have Vespers. And then that evening, 1648, which is a fabulous restaurant, wonderful setting. And there'll be a $20 cover charge. Mm-hmm. So you can, if you don't want to eat dinner there, you can come. You can pay $20, buy one drink, and enjoy the evening. Then on Friday, jamming at Fish Fry. Saturday morning.
Which is great, jamming at Fish Fry. I have to say, that is so much fun because you get everyone together. Yep. And the Junkanoo guys are there and all the locals and all the jazz musicians. And everyone has a good time.
Yeah, so, it is. It really works well. Yeah.
All I can say is if you want to eat, get there early because otherwise the queue for the food is...
Well, actually, the first year we did it, when the Fish Fry guy said, okay. Yeah, you can play your music for a bit, thinking, what are we doing?
Who are these crazy
They
people?
Had sold out of food by 8:30. Yeah. Our musicians didn't get fed. They all had tokens to go and get fed at Fish Fry. There was no food left for them. And the Fish Fry guy said, we had no idea it was going to be this good.
Well, so now they normally have the food. It's just the line is really long.
Yeah.
So
now
if you go down there at 9, you're not eating until 10:30, let me tell you, okay?
But it's such a great location.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there in the harbor.
Yeah.
You're overlooking the boats. And I mean, it's just fabulous.
I have to say, I'm unable to go this year just because of personal issues. But I've been the last 3 years in a row and I've always had the most awesome time. So I really encourage people to go. And then Saturday, there is then the Levy.
Then we have the Levy concert.
Yeah, which is kind of more formal. It's kind of a sit down.
That's a ticketed. Yeah. And that's a programmed, properly scheduled concert. Then on Sunday, we do a lunch at On the Rocks, right by the beach, with the sound of the waves competing with the sound of the sax and the bass and everything else. And everybody loves that, too.
Yeah, that's
But
great.
I also,
that's
you know, Amanda, yeah. I've got to... I think it's time also to give a big thank you here to your sister, Diney.
Oh, thank you.
Because Amanda's sister has been my vice president for 3 years. Sadly... will not be any longer, but she has worked very, very hard and she's done a lot to move the concert and to move everything forward. Mm. She deserves a big thanks.
She does. Big shout out to my big sister, Diney Coulson, who is generally pretty awesome, I have to say. So thank you for all of that, Pat. And I think thank you, I mean, for founding it. It's really a great event and it's really, it's so much fun. So I really encourage people, if you don't know Luther that well or you just like music, and I don't know that much about jazz. I'm not one of those people that I'm like a super connoisseur, but it's just fun. It's a really fun time. The musicians are all so professional, but they're also kind of relaxed because, you know, they're in this environment, everyone's just having, you know, you're all meeting during the day, and then also sometimes you'll go out for dinner on a night where something's not scheduled and you'll find the musicians there just jamming. So I've also, you know, just occasionally you end up at Tippies at, you know, one evening and suddenly two of them will show up and I will end up anywhere, maybe other places on the island as well. But it's just a really wonderful weekend. So I really encourage people, like if you haven't traveled that much around the Family Islands, it's a great time to go because you get to discover the island. You get to meet peeps of the locals at their best in a way. Everyone's having a great time and it's really fantastic. So they have a website, which I'm going to read out, which has everything on it, which is eleutherallthatjazz.com. And if you go there, it's got a list of, you know, the different performances, the tickets. You can go to a link to buy things and buy the tickets for the different events. But again, the Fish Fry is just there. The Fish Fry is there for everyone, as is the Vespers. So if you just want to go and you don't want to buy tickets, you can also still enjoy it and enjoy the island. So
some wonderful new venues have just opened up for lunch and dinner. But and that's La Bougainvillea.
Oh, I'd heard about that place, yeah.
Which is great for people to also go, and maybe next year we'll be able to do something with them. The other place, 1648, I think, is wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. That's a place
that's
right
French
in the harbor,
where you can stay. They have accommodation.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think who else is new. Well, Leo Rose is pretty new, actually. I think it just opened a year ago, right on the beach in James Siston.
Yeah. Well, it just
and
sounds
Alamanda
like
Alamanda Guest House. I mean, those are the ones that, you know, certainly work with us and either give good rates for people coming for the jazz festival. And
Well, that's good to know. Well, thank you so much, Pat, for giving us a little bit of a history. We're going to go to a short break now, and then when we come back, we're going to hear from Adrian D'Aguilar. He's going to tell us more about, from his perspective as a Bahamian musician, the development of the jazz festival and what that meant for Eleuthera and for the Bahamas and for him and some of his jazz cats. And you're going to join us after the break. You are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.